Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I'll be doing the NBA free agency. I'll be covering the Eastern Conference. We'll go every single team. But first, I did want to talk about the NBA media deal and also break down the salary cap and all the machinations that go with it. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we're in the midst of summer, which means, of course, there's WNBA action that's taking place. Actually, they're heading soon into their All-Star break. Of course, like I said, your boy is going to be out there in Phoenix. So that should be live. But it also means the NBA draft is over. Now free agency is upon us. So we'll go through all the teams. First, I did want to cover the East, but I actually wanted to do the media deal first. The NBA struck a deal, and it's 11 years at $76 billion. That's with a B, guys. And the deal will take place with the following networks: ESPN and ABC. So not much has changed in that regard. And of course, your NBA finals will be on ABC. But also added to the mix, NBC and Amazon Prime. So they'll be streaming on Amazon Prime. So you have four networks there, which means TNT, as many had already predicted, they're on the outside looking in. But they do have an avenue where if they were to match one of the offers from one of the networks, they can stay in. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, so that's the new deal, which takes place during the 2025-26 season. So basically, one more season with TNT if they don't match. And then they're done as far as the NBA goes. So we'll see what happens in that regard. Then also, guys, I did want to talk about the salary cap. And currently is at $140.5 million. And then your luxury tax, that'll kick in around $170.8 million. Then when you creep up to your first apron, that's at $178.1 million. And then your second apron at $188.9 million. So you might as well say $189 million. And that's when, you know, the more you go up, the heavier the tax you pay and so forth. So that's how that breaks down. And then as far as your mid-level exception, you have two: the non-taxpayer and the taxpayer. The non-taxpayer is at $12.8 million. And the taxpayer mid-level exception is at $5.1 million. So that's your difference in that regard. All right, with that said, let's get right into it. We're going to do the East, as I said. We're going division by division, guys. We'll start in the Atlantic, then to Central, then to South. So in the Atlantic, we'll start with the Boston Celtics, who they gave contract extension, guys. They gave a contract extension to Derek White, a vital piece of that team in their playoff run. He gets 4 years at $125.9 million, which basically is close to $126. So Derek White, for what he has produced for this team, he gets rewarded. And then Jason Tatum, He gets a 5 years, $314 million.
Ooh, man.
So that means he eclipses the number that his teammate Jaylen Brown got last year. He eclipses that number. So think about this, guys. You have your five starters for the Boston Celtics. And between all five, Derek White, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, and Drew Holiday, over the next 5 years, you're going to be paying out over $900 million in salary. Wow. And that's just for five guys. A lot of money. And then also a few bench players, they resigned. Xavier Tillman, who they got from the Memphis Grizzlies. Their versatile big man, he's getting the two-year deal. And then Luke Kornet, he'll remain with the Boston Celtics on a one-year deal. And I bring up all that as far as that money that's being doled out to those five to say the Boston Celtics franchise is now for sale, guys. Right now, Wick Grousebeck and Steve Paluka, that group there, remember, they bought the Celtics at $360 million, and that was back in 2002. So right now, they have the club for sale. And just to get a gauge as far as other clubs that were for sale in recent memory, the Dallas Mavericks, remember Mark Cuban sold his share. He sold it to the Adelson and Dumont group, namely Miriam Adelson. She's the Las Vegas mogul over there. So she bought it at $3.5 billion, the Mavericks. Matt Ishbia, remember, he bought the Phoenix Suns at $4 billion. And then the Milwaukee Bucks, Mark Lasky, he sold his majority share to Jimmy Haslam and his group. Jimmy Haslam also owns the Cleveland Browns, and he sold it to them for $3.5 billion. So if I had to take a guess, I would say Boston's probably not going to be sold for anything lower than $5 billion. Because think about it. This is a storied franchise, rich history in the NBA. And oh, by the way, they are now the number one team in terms of championship won. They just eclipsed the Los Angeles Lakers. So a very valuable franchise, guys. I don't see the bidding starting any lower than $5 billion for that team. So we'll see what happens. All right. So with that said about Boston, we'll move on. The Brooklyn Nets, they were able to sign their young big man, Nick Claxton, 4 years, $100 million. So they're keeping the young man in the fold, guys, $25 million per. So, and he'll be a piece for them, a foundational piece for the rebuild that's coming down the pike, guys. Also, too, they were able to acquire Bojan Bogdanovic, Amadi Diaki, and also Shake Milton. They got them via the Mikal Bridges trade that they made with the Knicks. Along with that, five first-round picks, a pick swap, and then a second-round pick also. So all of that in the Mikal Bridges deal. So the Brooklyn Nets in total rebuild mode, guys. So we'll see what happens with the ball club there. And then the New York Knicks. The Knicks acquired Mikal Bridges, as I just said. And along in that deal also comes Kida Bates-Diop. He's a forward. He can swing to either forward position, and which will be of value because they're going to need somebody to back up Julius Randle. So he could be of major value here. So Mikal Bridges, he's a guy who he was the go-to guy over there with the Brooklyn Nets. When he comes to the Knicks now, they'll fall down in the pecking order, but that's okay. He's a two-way player, guys. He'll give you offense. He'll defend. Tibbs will absolutely love this guy. He's an Iron Man. He hardly misses any game, if at all. So Tibbs will fall in love with this guy. So a major get for the New York Knicks. And then add to that, guys, they were able to re-sign OG Anunoby at 5 years, $212 million. The big number, guys. And I understand, you know, the trepidation as far as his injury history goes, but as it was said on Knicks Fans TV by CP, the franchise, he said, hey, that's the price of doing business. And he's right, because with this guy, the Knicks were well above 20 games over 500 when he was in the lineup. So you got to belly up to the bar and you got to pay up. So let's just hope he is able to be available, active and available throughout the life of that contract. So we'll see. They did lose pieces, though, guys. They lost Isaiah Hartenstein, vital piece for them. He filled a major role while Mitchell Robinson was in and out of the lineup. He was a major piece for them, and he goes elsewhere. I'll talk about that when I talk about the West. And Alec Burks, he's also gone. Remember, he came back to the Knicks in that Detroit trade. So he moves on. I'll talk about him later. So you have that. But the biggest news to come out, guys, Jalen Brunson. Now, remember, guys, 2 years ago when he signed the free agent deal, a lot of naysayers, guys, even self-proclaimed Knicks fans like Stephen A. was poo-pooing the signing. So we fast forward 2 years later, and what he did for this ball club in terms of those 2 years, outstanding ball. You can make a case that he should have been a two-time All-Star in that instance, but he just made it this past season. But he now signs a contract extension, guys. 4 years, $156.5 million. And the big story is that he left $113 million on the table, and which prompted a lot of people to have opinions about it. We see a Brian Windhorst kind of have a raised eyebrow about it. And then Ron Parker, he's just too much these days with his supposed hot takes. He calls it a dumb move. He says, why do these players insist on saving these rich owners money? But, and you know what's crazy is that it's one or the other. Either a guy gets overpaid and we ran about it, a guy leaves money on the table, we ran about that too. So he calls it dumb and all this type of stuff. Rob, take it easy. He's doing what's best for him. I'm trusting that him and his, as far as, you know, agent and everything, they know what they're doing. Let's see. So I think he'll be fine. He'll be okay. And I think he's angling for that 10-year deal where you get really the supermax. So if all bodes well and he reaches that plateau, then he'll really get paid. So, but I think, too, he really wants to win a championship here in New York. So by going this route, this opens the door for the Knicks to have maneuverability. They need to add a piece and things of that nature. So I give him credit for it. I give him credit for doing it. And then I saw Paul Pierce back today laughing about it. And I made the joke that Paul Pierce, he would probably take that extra money and spend it on IG models while doing an IG live. But that's the story. Anyhow, but needless to say, Jalen Brunson, I tell you what, when all is said and done, and if he were to bring that championship to New York, start sculpting the statue right in front of Madison Square Garden for that young man if he does it. So we'll see what happens. But Jalen Brunson remaining a New York Knick thanks to this contract action. So with that said, guys, and then also we have the 4 draft picks that the Knicks took in this draft here. And they're playing the summer league right now. Tyler Kolek, who they got in the second round, a point guard out of Marquette. He's looking very good. Look like he knows how to run that offense. So I look forward to see what he can do. And then also Kevin McCullers, he's banged up right now. So the Knicks rolled the dice in that regard for him. So we'll see if it pays off. And then the center that they got from Germany, Ariel Porti, he also played in the NBL Australia. Word is he's one of the best offensive rebounders in this draft. So we'll see how he pans out in summer league. So we'll see what happens with these guys. But so far, from what I hear, Kolek looks good. So we'll see what happens. All right, so that's enough of the Knicks. Let's move on. Philadelphia 76ers. Guys, they were able to acquire Paul George via free agency. No sign and trade, straight up signed him. 4 years, $212 million. Now, Paul George, 34 years old, with an injury history there, guys. But Philly said, you know what? We got to keep up with this arms race in the Atlantic Division. We see what Boston's just did. We see what the Knicks are doing. So we got to keep up. So in comes Paul George. You add him to the mix with Joel Embiid, another person with an injury history. And then also, too, Tyrese Maxey, who, oh, by the way, he signed a contract extension. 5 years, $204 million. And I say kudos because the young man had a breakout season last season. So much so, he got most improved player. He was that good, guys. And you got a glimpse of what he could do in the playoffs there when they played the Knicks. So Tyrese Maxey, and I actually said after that series was over that their first, one of their main priorities was to sign this kid, and they did just that. So they covered those bases there. And they also signed forward Khalid Martin from the Miami Heat, 4 years, $32 million plus. And the thing is, he left money on the table because he could have got more staying in Miami. 5 years, $65 million. And you know, it's funny. Nobody really complained about that. But we complain about Jalen Brunson leaving all that money on the table. Oh, and I forgot to mention, too, with that, I know a lot of Knicks fans love him, but Carmelo Anthony, when it was time for him to sign, He didn't leave one red cent on the table. Much to, so with that, the Knicks weren't, they didn't have any ability to add pieces and, you know, add on to help Melo. Because why? He took every cent that was owed to him. So we, I know Knicks fans love him. I get it. But Melo could have left some money on the table so we can get him some firepower to help him, especially going into playoffs. But that's a story enough for another day. But back to Philly. Yeah, so they got Khalid Martin, so another forwards, a wing player they can add. And also they re-signed Kelly Oubre, 2 years, $16.3 million. So Philly, they're shoring up as far as their wings goes. And they were able to sign the best backup center in the league, in my opinion, Andre Drummond from the Chicago Bulls, 2 years, $10 million. So now you have a capable center that you could put in there when Joel Embiid goes down with an injury, which you and I know is bound to happen. Hate to say it that way, but it is what it is. They do lose Tobias Harris. Finally, that big contract comes off the books for them. Buddy Hield, they lose. Also, they waive Paul Reed and Nick Batum. He goes elsewhere. So some changes going on in Philly. So we'll see what comes to light for them. Let us move on. The Toronto Raptors. They were able to re-sign Emmanuel Quickley. Now, remember, Quickley came in the deal for him, Anunoby, that the Knicks made. And with Quickley also went R.J. Barrett. But Quickley gets his money, 5 years, $175 million. And guys, that was the dilemma for the Knicks. If we keep Quickley, we know that we're going to have to ante up for him. So they did the thing, which I feel was best for Quickley, to be honest. They let him go to another club where he can show up. And he did that. And he got his money, $35 million per year. So I can't hate on the kid. He got his bag. So I'm hoping for the best for him. Also, they acquired a few guards as well. Via trade, Davion Mitchell and Sasha Bezenkov from the Sacramento Kings. And also, they got a draft pick from them, Jamal Shee, who was picked with the 45th pick in the draft out of Houston. So you got a few more guards to add to the mix. And they were able to pick up the option on Bruce Brown, $23 million. So Bruce Brown is like your Swiss Army knife. You do a little bit of everything. And he's a guy who, if the season goes off the rails, you could always move him and get something of value back. But Toronto, trying to figure it out. They're in a kind of a rebuild mold as well. So that's that with Toronto. Let us move on to the Central Division. The Chicago Bulls. They put Zach LaVine out there as far as to see if there was any takers as far as the trade goes, but nothing doing. So it looks like Zach LaVine will be there for the moment. They did re-sign their young forward Patrick Williams, 5 years, $90 million, which a lot of people are saying kind of an overpay because Patrick Williams throughout his NBA career thus far, he's hasn't gone through a season without some kind of injury that's kept him sidelined. So it seems like the Bulls are going for the upside with him and hoping that, you know, he'll be healthy. So we'll see. I talked about them acquiring Josh Giddey. They got him from OKC, a point guard that they desperately needed, guys, because you don't know the story with Lonzo Ball right now. So he's in the fold. They signed Jalen Smith from the Indiana Pacers. He's a big, a power forward slash center. And they got him 3 years, $27 million. And also they were able to acquire Chris Duarte in a three-way deal that they made with the Sacramento Kings. But they did lose DeMar DeRozan. He was a free agent, so in a sign-in trade, he goes. Also, Andre Drummond, I just mentioned, he's in Philly now. And then Alex Caruso, who was part of the deal that brought Josh Giddey to Chicago. So that is the Chicago story. Let us move on to Cleveland. Cleveland, they were able to give a contract extension to Donovan Mitchell. There was a lot of hand-wringing over that, but he does sign the contract extension, 3 years, $150.3 million. So he remains in Cleveland, guys. And also, Cleveland makes a big move as far as coaching. Out is J.B. Bickerstaff. In comes Kenny Atkinson, who we last saw with the Golden State Warriors as an assistant coach. Now he gets another bite at the apple in terms of head coaching, because, of course, he was the head coach with the Brooklyn Nets and doing well. And then once the guys like Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant came, Kenny Atkinson, eventually, he's gone. So he'll get another shot here in Cleveland with a very talented team. So we'll see what happens with him. Got a 5-year deal, by the way, guys. And then a major get for them was getting Johnny Bryant as an assistant head coach. Johnny Bryant, who we last saw as an assistant head coach with the New York Knicks. Now he makes a lateral move to Cleveland. And then remember, too, Johnny Bryant was there in Utah with Donovan Mitchell. So they have a rapport, so. And I think that really influenced Donovan to sign that contract extension. So we'll see what happens with Cleveland come next year. Moving on, the Detroit Pistons. I told you that J.B. Bickerstaff was out with Cleveland, but he lands here with the Detroit Pistons. 5-year deal, terms to be announced. But remember, guys, they're still on the hook for 5 years. $65 million for Monty Williams, who they ended up firing. So they still owe him money. But they bring in a J.B. Bickerstaff, a guy who had a 170-159 record with Cleveland. He was 6-11 in the playoffs, though. But he's a guy who he did the Cleveland Cavaliers into the playoffs 2 years in a row. So he'll come over to a Detroit Piston team that needs a lot of help, guys. So hopefully they'll have more patience with Bickerstaff than they did with Monty Williams. We'll see. But if I had to take a guess as far as what Bickerstaff's getting, I would say probably between $8 and $10 million per year. If I had to take a guess. That's probably what J.B. Bickerstaff is getting there. So we'll find out when they release the info. They do acquire Tim Hardaway Jr. in a trade that they made with Dallas. Tim Hardaway Jr. is a guy who can launch it from three. Bit inconsistent, but he can fill it up when need be. Also, too, Tobias Harris coming from Philly. They signed him to a 2-year, $52 million. So Tobias still getting that back. But this is a low-risk, could be high reward if Tobias goes there and balls out. Also, they were able to sign Malik Beasley to a 1 year, $6 million plus deal. Who he's coming via the Milwaukee Bucks. And they claimed Paul Reed off of waivers. So Tobias will have company as far as a fellow Sixer being there in Paul Reed. They do re-sign restricted free agent Simone Fontecchio to a 2 year, $16 million deal. That's the young forward there. And they do lose guys like Quentin Grimes, Evan Fournier, and James Wiseman. So Detroit Pistons in a rebuild, guys. So we'll see what Bickerstaff can do with that. The Indiana Pacers. Now, we know previously they gave the max deal to Pascal Siakam. I reported on that. They did re-sign Obi Toppin. Remember, they got him from the New York Knicks. 4 years, $60 million. So he was in the starting lineup, but see, once he got to the bench, he felt more comfortable coming off the bench, giving them firepower. So he gets a nice little deal for him, and good for him. I'm glad he able to land on his feet and find a place with the Indiana Pacers. So good for the young man. And also they signed, in fact, I just spoke of him, James Wiseman from the Detroit Pistons. 2 year deal turns to be announced. And Wiseman is a guy, former lottery pick of the Golden State Warriors. He went over to Detroit. Didn't get too much of an opportunity there. So he will be a backup to the likes of Miles Turner and Pascal Siakam over there. So we'll see if he can produce for them. And then they do lose Jalen Smith, who I mentioned going to the Chicago Bulls. All right. And then the Milwaukee Bucks didn't make a big splash. They did sign DeLon Wright to a 1 year, $3.3 million deal. That's a guard there that you probably need. That's for sure. And then they do sign Divine Ezzy. He is a player from the NBA's African League, the BAL. And they signed him to play in their summer league. So they want to take a look at the kid. And oh, by the way, he is the cousin of Nneka Nwumike, who plays in the WNBA, and Shania Nwumike, who used to play in the W, but now she's an analyst. So you got some family ties there. He's a 6'8 forward, so we'll see what he can do playing in that summer league. And hopefully that will turn into at least a two-way contract. We'll see. But they do lose Malik Beasley in the process. Milwaukee Bucks right now, all eyes will be on Doc Rivers, being that he now has a training camp. So hopefully he'll look a lot better coming off of that as opposed to as he came in mid-season for this ball club. But they did hire Darvin Ham as his assistant head coach. So that situation bears a little bit of watching. So with that said, let us move on. Five more teams, guys, and then we're done. We're in the South Division now. The Atlanta Hawks. They acquired Larry Nance Jr., the power forward slash center. And then also Dyson Daniels, both of them coming from the New Orleans Pelicans. Dyson Daniels didn't get too much of an opportunity over there with Pelicans, but now in Atlanta, he gets a clean slate, so we'll see what he does. They do lose, however, DeJounte Murray, because he's the main cog of that trade that brought Nance and Daniels there. And then also Sadiq Bey, they lose. So Atlanta, a lot of people say, oh, they dealt the wrong guy. They should have dealt Trae Young. We'll see as far as that proclamation goes. But, yeah, it seemed like they chose Young over Murray. Go figure. But anyway, nonetheless, let's move on. The Charlotte Hornets, they did resign Miles Bridges, guys. Remember, last year, he betted on himself that one-year, $8 million deal. And he turned that into a three-year, $75 million contract. So good for him, you know. And we know he's in battle. He had the situation with the domestic violence charges on him. Seemed like he's kind of turned his situation around. So, but he gets a three-year, $75 million deal. And then longtime Charlotte Hornet, Kemba Walker, he retires, guys. He spent 12 years in the league. Bronx native. He played at Rice High School. Then he moved on to the UConn Huskies, playing there. He played 12 years, like I said, 8 with the Charlotte Hornets, 2 years with the Boston Celtics, a year with the Knicks, and then a year in Dallas. 4-time All-Star. So he made it 3 times with the Charlotte Hornets, once with the Boston Celtics. A 2-time Sportsmanship Award winner as well. And he made 1 All-NBA team. His career numbers, 750 games played, starting in nearly 700 of those games, over 19 points per game, over 5 assists, nearly 4 rebounds, and well over a steal per game. Shot it nearly 42% from the field. He did shoot at 36% from 3 and then 84% from the free throw line. So, Kemba Walker, he retires. So we wish him all the best. Hope all goes well for him. The Miami Heat, they re-sign Kevin Love, 2 years, $8 million plus. And so Kevin Love will remain there in South Beach. In South Beach, what can you do? So he'll be there. Forward, Hayward Highsmith, he signed a 2-year, $11 million deal to remain with the Celtics. And Thomas Bryant signs a 1-year, turns to be announced. They also signed Alec Burks for a 1-year deal, turns to be announced. Alec Burks with the Knicks, he goes to the Miami Heat. They do lose, however, Khalid Martin. I mentioned him going to Philly. And then a contract extension given to Bam Adebayo. 3 years, $166 million. So Bam signs on the dotted line and gets a nice max extension for him. So definitely kudos to Bam for getting his deal. The Orlando Magic, speaking of a contract extension, Franz Wagner, he gets the rookie max, guys. 5 years, $224 million, which can actually turn into $269 million if he hits a few criteria, such as All-NBA, that number can jump up. So Franz, a foundational piece for that ball club there, he gets his bag. Also, they re-sign Gary Harris, 2 years, $14 million. Franz's brother, Mo Wagner, 2 years, $22 million. Goga Batanzi, he got a 3-year, $25 million deal. And then Jonathan Isaac, amazing story with him. He's had the influx of injuries these past couple of seasons, most notably knee injuries back-to-back. But last year was his healthiest year by far in a while, and he showed the promise that many thought he had in Orlando. 5 years, $84 million. So major props to him for being able to be healthy and get his nice bag. And then they were able to snag Kentavious Caldwell-Pope from the Denver Nuggets. 3 years, $22 million for a team that was desperate for outside shooting. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, a 3-and-D guy, so he fits this club perfectly. So we'll see what he can add. They do lose, however, Joe Ingles, for what it's worth. And then the last ball club, the Washington Wizards. They sign Sadiq Bey. They actually got Sadiq Bey from the Atlanta Hawks. So you got forward power there. Jonas Valanciunas. They're able to sign him, guys. Get this. 3 years, $30 million. So that's an absolute steal for a guy like Valanciunas. He's a walking double-double. And he'll probably man the fort until the young big is ready. Alex Saar, who they got in the draft recently, the second pick overall. So Valanciunas, a very team-friendly contract. So let's say Alex Saar is ready to take over. You can easily move this contract and probably get you something nice in return. And they do acquire Malcolm Brogdon from the Portland Trail Blazers via trade. And in the process, they lose Dene Avaji. They lose him. So that's what it is. All right, guys. So that is it for this episode. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you can find all my episodes, guys. All my clips are there as well. My support buttons are there, guys. Whether it be PayPal, support me that way. Whether it be buy me a coffee, you can do that as well. And then I have a donate button via Spotify. That's on there also. Cash App, guys. $GD, that sports dude, is my Cash App. Again, $GD, that sports dude, is my Cash App. So, guys, help your boy out. I'm giving you this nice, fresh content. So, give your boy a hand. That's all I'm going to say with that. Of course, I'm on all podcast platforms. I'm on YouTube as well, guys. Wherever you see the videos, like the videos, comment on the videos, rate the videos, 5 stars, please. Thank you. And Apple Podcasts, I'm there also. On social media, heavy on Instagram, heavy on TikTok as far as making my videos there. Facebook, I show up there. LinkedIn, I post my episodes on there as well. Twitter and X, you know what they can do. All right, guys. So that's it for me. I thank you for listening as always. Next up, Western Conference, of course. And that'll be coming to you real soon. With that said, I thank you for listening as always. Your listenership is what keeps me going, keeps me bringing this content to you. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk soon. Take care.